All right, you are tuned into KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM, Thin Air Community Radio. My name is Taylor, and I have a local band, Mama Doll, in the studio right now. Woo. Do you want to both say hi?
Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
It's Sarah and Claire.
Yes.
Do you want to start us off with a song?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. We're going to play a song called Magpie. That's the first chord.
We put poison in our drinks, poison in our heart. Poison's gonna follow wherever we are. People gonna talk, people gonna watch. People gonna be what makes that heart stop. You try to poison yourself. You try to numb all you feel. You try to drink it all away. You've got a magpie by your side, so beautiful in its disguise. Boy, it will eat us both alive. I don't want you back, and I don't want you gone. I don't think that I can sustain, keep holding on. Maybe it's me and the harder I try. I become that magpie by your side. We put poison in our drinks, poison in our heart. Poison's gonna follow wherever we are. People gonna talk, people gonna watch. People gonna be what makes that heart stop. How do you ever love someone and also know that it is done, and you're the one who made it so? And if it all goes away, what was the point to say I ever left you in the first place? And I don't want you back, I don't want you gone. I don't think that I can sustain, keep holding on. Maybe it's me and the harder I try. I become that magpie by your side. Oh, we put poison in our drinks, poison in our heart. Poison's gonna follow wherever we are. If people gonna talk, people gonna watch. People gonna be what makes that heart stop. I know.
You were listening to KYRS, and you just heard a song by from Sarah and Claire by Mama Doll. What was the name of that song?
Magpie.
Magpie.
And normally there's a trumpet and a bass and drums.
I can imagine it.
we feel a little scared. Not scared, but lonely.
Well, it's interesting with this sort of stripped down song. You can really hear like the earthiness of both your voices. Does anyone ever tell you that?
Yeah, I mean, especially because originally we were just all girls and no drums, we had bass.
Drum.
Yeah. So it was a lot more raw at that point.
Mm-hmm. But we try to kind of maintain that element with it being still a bigger sound with a full drum kit and trumpet and bass. I think we do okay maintaining that.
I hope.
Progress.
Is that why you chose to play folk? Because you have like folky voices or like what?
I feel like
where did this band come from?
Really choose to. I try to not be limited by anything and just kind of play what feels good or sounds good to me. So I don't think I ever made a conscious decision to be like, I'm going to make folk music.
Just happened.
I think, yeah, it just happened, I guess. And I think it continues to evolve into whatever sub genre you want to call your band.
Yeah, we never know what to call
That's
ourselves.
Hard.
People are like, what genre are you? You're like,
I feel like no musician can actually answer that question fully because you feel like, and maybe it's like narcissistic, but you're like, I feel like lots of genres.
I'm not in a box.
You can't put me in a box. But you can if you want.
Do other people give you a genre?
We get the folk a lot.
Folk rock, some people. Yeah. I don't know. People are always like, I don't know. They say the same thing we do.
Yeah.
But if someone out there comes up with a great genre for us
Let
that's
us know.
Like three words, that would be awesome when I'm sending out booking emails.
Yeah. I think it was The Inlander said it sounds like something with Ariel the Mermaid in it. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. What do you think? Do you think it sounds like Ariel the Mermaid?
I don't want to say that because it's...
It doesn't.
It's a little less innocent than like a Disney movie, so I don't want to give you that.
That's always what we're going for.
Disney
is a little
tag.
Less innocent than Disney.
Especially our original songs are pretty dark, so I feel like that would be a really screwed up little mermaid.
It's like Ariel's evil twin.
Yeah.
I guess.
Who has been through heartbreak.
Don't get me wrong, I love mermaids. I'm super into that. But.
The evil person in The Little Mermaid, what's her name again?
Oh, Ursula?
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be the soundtrack to Ursula's backstory, like Ursula's
like
childhood.
When she's young and like,
when she's like young and hip, hip octopus or squid. What is she?
I don't know.
She's
mean.
She's
know that.
She's mean.
She's gone through some stuff.
What do you call like a half person, half octopus? Does anybody know? That's got to be a name for something.
I don't know.
Ursula.
Yeah, Ursula.
That is the name for
scientific.
Well, I feel like that's fair.
So, that song you just played was off of your first album, right? As the Crow Flies. That's your only album you have right now,
it
right?
It is.
Currently,
Is there something in the works?
We hope. We have still kind of working on the songs for another full length, but it's definitely...
Yeah, we are definitely keeping our mind open to that.
Yeah.
We have it kind of rolling.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
On the drawing board.
Yeah.
We'll say that. So.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like you've gained a lot of popularity in the... I mean, you've only been around 2-something years, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and I feel like you've played all over, and I heard that you're going to be playing with Shook Twins.
Yeah, we've shared a couple shows with them, but we're going to be playing with them in Portland at the Doug Fir in April.
Okay.
So,
is it just the one show, or are you kind of going on tour with them?
Nope, just that show. So, but we'll be playing in Seattle and Bellingham during that time frame, hopefully, too. So still working out the details on that.
Nice. Yeah.
Where's the favorite, what's your favorite place you've played at? Like location or house show versus venue?
What's your favorite?
That's hard. I mean, I always love playing at the Bartlett, but I'm biased. I love it there. But I feel like, I'm trying to think of our best.
Like in the world.
My favorite show that we played. I really love playing at Kelly's Olympian in Portland.
Oh, that
I think
is
that place
fun.
Is fun.
I'm trying to think of like where Kelly's Olympian is really fun.
It's a cool spot.
Yeah, that
it's like a motorcycle bar, but then they have a venue.
Yeah,
it's cool
in the back.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like have a really cool place in my head and I'm just blanking on it, and then right when I leave this place I'm gonna be like, oh, that was it. But I'd say the Bartlett too. I like playing the Connor Burn in Seattle. That's always a fun
Tractor Tavern's fun.
Yeah, good space. I like playing everywhere. Anywhere they'll let us in.
And anywhere where there's a really nice sound guy.
Yeah, really nice sound guy or girl.
That's hard to find.
Yeah.
Yeah, or girl. We had a great girl sound woman in San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's rare to find.
Oh, that was a great Amnesia. That show is really cool. The stage is like lifted and then they like take away the stairs
so you're stuck
on this like island stage, which is like kind of cool, except for if there's a fire and then you have to jump and it would be way more dramatic than anyone else, then you die. Maybe you don't. Maybe
the band goes down with the venue. Isn't that like the
I think that's what they say.
It's like the captain pilot. Captain with the ship.
So you you both are from Spokane.
No.
Neither?
No, neither of us.
Why are you here?
I'm here for music, actually. I am from Southern California, and I used to play fill-in drums for her previous band. And she was working on a new project and said, hey, I would love it if you could join. And I wasn't really doing anything else, so I moved up here. Yeah. And I love it here. I mean, I lived here straight out of high school for a couple years and then ended up going back to California, and then music called me back. So I'm here again.
So what's your take on, I mean, for both of you, what's your take on Spokane music, the music scene? How have you liked it?
I think it's amazingly supportive.
Yeah.
Like nowhere else. I mean, if we were, honestly, I feel like if we were in any other city, we'd just be another band, you know? I think that people aren't usually as supportive as they are here. It's a really cool, tight-knit community.
Yeah.
It's really special.
I agree. I think it's like sometimes we play shows and I'm like, oh, we haven't played a show in a long time. Does anybody like us anymore?
Yeah, is anyone going to show up? Like, yeah, we have
like,
no idea.
Have this like moment where we're like, oh my gosh, like they probably forgot about us. Like we've been, haven't done anything in a month. And then you play a show and everyone comes. And they're so nice. And they make Coke bottles with your name on them.
Yeah, we had
people did that for us.
We had some friends/fans who made us custom-made Mamadol Coke bottles.
Isn't that the best?
Share a Coke ever with Mamadol.
Yeah, and they did, but we haven't drank them yet because I just feel like
you can't.
Yeah, I feel like that's why I hear a lot of people say like we don't have as much going on as other cities, but we're here for you.
Totally.
Like we will.
Yeah, and I think it's constantly growing and evolving and changing, and like I think it's a really good place to be right now if you are an artist, a musician, a creator, an entrepreneur, whatever you are. I think that Spokane right now has a community that's really like helping cultivate several different scenes.
Yeah, they're ready to take you on with whatever you have in mind.
Yeah,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And give it's you a hug.
Cool. Yeah, everyone's really friendly here. I will say that
people are friendly.
It's crazy.
It's really nice.
Well, do you want to play us another song?
Yeah,
sure,
we do. What do you want to do? A new song?
Yeah.
We don't totally have a title for this song, so if this really, like, strikes someone out there, you can also email that to us when you email us your genre idea, too. So
you guys are going to decide everything for us.
We're really open. Okay.
Looking for something brighter, brighter than the sun. I don't think you'll ever find it after all you've done. I know it feels like we've been walking for much too long. I don't think you'll ever find it brighter than the sun. Whoa, whoa, the sun. Whoa, whoa. Look out, look out. Oh, they're gathering
right, Mama Doll here on KYRS, Spokane's Thin Air Community Radio. That's another lovely song.
Thank you.
Thanks.
By Sarah and Claire. So I have to ask who, I mean, I know this is a standard question, but who are your influences, either folk or otherwise, or, I mean, rock influences, any divas that you love, or?
Oh, man.
I mean, divas. I definitely have some diva fans. I feel influenced maybe by some of Feist's music, her less kind of, maybe less like super poppy stuff, but I think Metals, that album, was a big one for me. What about, we both like, well, I will speak for myself, Generationals.
Oh yeah, Generationals, yeah. All about it.
Yeah.
All about it.
What do you think? It's hard, that's such a hard, it's mostly I'm like, I like these people, so they must influence me.
Love Foles.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Foles is a big one for me, guitar-wise.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many.
There's so many. I and know. I feel like if Jen and Bart and Chris were here, they would all have their own take on it. Because I think that's what I really like about our configuration with all of us, is everyone kind of draws from their own. We all have similar, like if we were to do a Venn diagram,
Can we do a pie chart?
We all definitely like overlap, but I think bigger areas we don't overlap in, and
totally.
And so I think it's kind of nice to have five different people that bring their own influences and styles into a group.
Is there a band that you all agree on, or is there like
there's
a dream band that you'd love to play with?
Oh man, for me,
say it. What are you trying to say?
Now I'm blanking. I don't know why. It's happening.
I don't know why. I feel like there's not something we've all like talked about, is there? Where we've all been like, yeah.
No.
Let's play with them.
Little Dragon for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. That's the one.
Okay, that's which we choose that.
Little Dragon?
We just voted.
That's a folk band, right?
No, not really. They're more Little Dragon? Electronic.
She's like a mad
soul almost.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
And they have like crazy drums.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. That's some good stuff.
That's some real good stuff.
Yeah.
So as people who are both sort of Spokane transplants, uh-huh. Has it become your home now? Do you plan on leaving ever? Or like, have you established yourself here as Mama Doll Spokane Band?
That's a loaded question.
Matriarchs of Spokane.
We will never leave.
I feel like it's hard because Spokane, at least to me, definitely feels like home, but I've always been one of those people who's open to like new places and just kind of depends on how I'm feeling. But for now, I'm here for good. Yeah.
I've been here for 8 years, some amount of years. But I feel like, I don't think I can fully answer that question because like, who knows what will happen, you know?
This girl's about to get married.
I'm about to get married. So that's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Well, are you gonna be your own wedding band?
Yeah. I thought about like I'm gonna walk down the aisle. I think like with my guitar. I'm gonna be like.
She's gonna get married to her guitar. That's actually.
Oh, that's who she's that's the wedding.
Weird, it's like this cool weird thing we're doing. We thought it would get us some publicity.
Yeah.
No, I'm marrying our drummer. So yes. He's gonna play drums. He's gonna actually like be sitting and have behind his drum kit on his drum throne, and then
on his throne,
and then we're gonna like play a cool like White Stripes sort of thing with each other.
Oh yeah, they're married. White Stripes are married.
Are they?
Weren't they
divorced?
They used to be.
Yeah. So that was a bad analogy. Okay, for
so
us.
Hopefully you don't become the White Stripes.
Chris, I think we're fine. Okay, it's gonna be good.
So you're playing tonight at the Big Dipper.
Yes.
At 8 p.m. with Water Monster and Casey Doobie.
Yes.
So that's happening.
You all should come.
Yeah. To it. It'll be really fun.
It's going to be really fun.
What are your other shows coming up? You said Portland with Shook Twins.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not till like April.
So we're actually, I don't think we have anything confirmed. We're working on, we'll probably play back in Spokane again in April as well.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing is 100% confirmed yet. But we have a website and a Facebook and update that with all that information. So can visit us at mamadollmusic.com.
Yeah, and we'll probably be spending some time in March writing some stuff, I would assume.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah.
I've got some new songs in the works, so.
Solid. So this has been Sarah and Claire from Mama Doll. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for today. Having us.
Yeah.
And we're going to end with a song from your album. I think we chose Doom, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
My favorite.
Doom.
This is Doom by Mamadou.